This is the Wendy
and Carly Show,
your weekly dose of inspiration
and motivation. Tune in every week for tips to help you become the person you were meant to be.
Happy Monday, everybody. This is Carly Wilson. You are on with myself and also Lindy Davis. This is our weekly Motivation Monday call, and we're so excited to start the week off right with you guys. We really appreciate you joining us, and we hope that you get as much out of these calls as we get out of doing these calls. Typically, you know, Lindy and I get a lot of this material from, you know, books that we're reading or motivation that we're listening to, and so we just like to pass it along and share it with you guys. And I know a lot of you are doing the same thing. So, you know, we just love starting our Mondays and our week off right with this call. So last night I texted Lindy, and usually on the weekend I'm thinking about this call. I may not have a clear-cut direction. You might even notice that sometimes. But ideas just hit me. And last night I was really thinking about the importance of gratitude and appreciation and recognition and, you know, how we can really utilize those things and in our business and use it, those premises, those that theme to motivate our team members and grow our businesses, and why recognition and feeling appreciated is so important. You know, in my mind, we're all leaders. Even if we have just one person following us, that makes us a leader. And so that puts a lot of responsibility on our shoulders. Some of us are put into leadership positions, and we don't have any leadership experience. But our job as leaders are to not only show the way by leading by example, but also to recognize the successes of the people following us so that, you know, to reinforce and emphasize the actions that are bringing success, the people that are doing what it takes. Because here's the deal. We don't get to our goal alone by our own efforts only. This is certainly a team mentality, and although we might be at different points in our business, nothing happens just because of your own actions or your own efforts. We all get to that point that we're going because of other people going in the same direction. And so it got me really thinking about, you know, what motivates me? Is it a thing? Is it money? Is it success? You know, is it some type of reward? And I will be the first to admit, although those things are fun and they certainly can be motivating, the thing that my heart desires most of all is just feeling that sense of achievement and having somebody else recognize my efforts. So, Lindy, I'm going to have you come in real quick. I have some other thoughts that I want to share, but I didn't want to go all the way through all of my notes and everything that I wrote down without getting some of your input up to this point. So are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So I know this is kind of random just to bring you in like this. We didn't really talk about the agenda to the call, but that doesn't mean that we're not on the same page. So tell me your thoughts on, you know, what I've shared so far about recognition and the importance and all that.
Well, for sure. You know, anytime that you're working towards any kind of goal or anything in general, you know, it popped into my mind about love languages. And, you know, I know that that's a book that I have read, The Five Love Languages, a long time ago. And, but when you brought up this call topic to me, it really did make me think of that. And, you know, one of the love languages is affirmation. And I think that that is something that, even if it's not a primary love language, it is something that people long for. People want to know that their effort is being recognized. And, you know, maybe it's not a major, huge accomplishment, but it's taking notice of the steps that are made along the way. And I know that this is something that I don't feel like I'm super good at, like, and know that it's something that I need to be better at. You know, recognizing small victories all along the way can be so motivating for somebody, you know, that's just getting started towards their goal, or, you know, that's just taking that step out of their comfort zone and beginning to move forward, beginning the process. You know, those words of affirmation, those encouraging words that you say to them, it may just be what keeps them going, because they know that they're moving in the right direction, that their effort is being recognized. And it honestly makes you want to strive for more. And so, you know, we, you know, as leaders, need to really take note, because, you know, we like to be recognized. We like to be encouraged, and, you know, making sure to take time to do that every day when you see somebody doing something good, is going to help with their self-esteem, you know, because really in the industry that we're in, it is about self-motivation. It is about, you know, you getting out of your comfort zone and making things happen. And so nobody can do that for you. But if you have somebody on your team that's taken those steps, then it's definitely worth taking the time to just send them a message. You know, it doesn't always have to be public. Sometimes just them knowing that you're watching and that you see what they're doing is enough. And then also posting on Facebook, you know, just a shout out. Is also a fun way to just encourage, you know, just recognize the effort that's been being put forth. And I know that, you know, I miss things all the time that I could recognize. I think that, you know, in our line of work, we get so caught up in making things happen that sometimes that encouragement and recognition goes on the back burner, because we're focused on activity. And that probably needs to be one of the things that we do every day that's part of, you know, what we plan into our calendar, is taking time to give recognition to those who are just doing little things every day to make it work. What do you think, Carly?
Yes, absolutely. You took the words right out of my mouth. So when I was really thinking about this topic, I went to my favorite research tool, Google, and I found a really interesting article on this topic, and there's actually a really good format for recognizing someone's successes, and like you said, it doesn't necessarily have to be public. It can be private, but, you know, one thing to really, I guess, portray to the person that you're recognizing how sincere you are. And it's not just like a, you know, that a girl, way to go, you know, blanket, you know, congratulations. But it's really important to be genuine when you're recognizing, you know, an achievement that someone has. And that if you follow this little format, you know, it really feels for the recipient, they, you know, they will take that more to heart. And so it says that the format that you should use is, of course, recognize them by name, obviously, tell what they did and how it made you feel. For example, it made you feel proud, or it made you feel excited, it made you feel happy, you know, and how what they did actually brought value to your team or to your business. And then, you know, one final show of appreciation, just say thank you. I also love to reward people with little unexpected gifts from time to time. You know, and I'm with you, Lindy. I'm not necessarily the go-to expert on recognition, but I wanted to share this topic today because that's a goal for me. And just like you had said, you know, we use our calendars. We check off our checklist every day of things that need to be done on a daily basis. Why not add in there some sort of recognition, looking for an opportunity, you know, just to call out a person by name and let them know that you're watching, let them know that you see what they're doing, and spread the love. You know, look for different reasons to recognize different people. Because I think that what this will do over time is to really create a different culture in your business, instead of one that people feel like they're working so hard and nobody's seeing what you're accomplishing, to one that we're constantly celebrating successes, team-wide, business-wide. It's not just something that happens every now and then. And let me tell you, I feel like if we get really good at doing this, you know, we'll see a lot more people just striving to even take those baby steps, you know, just to do a little bit more. You know, and it's definitely going to build some stronger bonds on our team and stronger relationships if everybody is feeling like you're valued, that what you're doing is counting, that it matters, and, you know, it brings a sense of satisfaction to what you're doing. Obviously, in our business, you know, our number one goal is to help other people live the life that they deserve. And, you know, part of that is helping you to live the life that you deserve. And, you know, if we have a lot of celebrations on our team and, you know, build this excitement and have just this overall sense of, you know, positivity and happiness, isn't that what we all deserve? Instead of, you know, going to a job that you don't feel satisfied in, that you don't feel recognized, you don't feel appreciated, you know, this is definitely something that we can all work on together. And so, you know, I make that challenge to you every single day, in addition to everything else that you do. And I don't want to add much to your plate, but this is pretty simple. Find somebody to recognize. Tell them thank you for doing a good job and make their day. Lindy, I'll bring you back on now.
No, I think that's perfect. That is one of the things that isn't hard to add to your calendar, and is definitely worth taking the time to do. So, you know, that is something I'm going to commit to as well, to make sure that, you know, even if it's not something huge, but it's something, to still recognize it. In that way, you know, people are feeling lifted up and encouraged. So, I completely agree that it's something that we all need to work on. And just think how awesome, I mean, if you're going to publicly shout people out for things, how people are going to want to be a part of what you're doing, because they see the love and the encouragement and the recognition that they can receive by, you know, helping others and being part of something bigger than, you know, the rut that sometimes we get stuck in. So, yep, I agree completely, Carly.
Awesome. Well, that's all I have. So, you guys, I know this call is a little bit shorter than usual, but we hope that you'll accept our challenge and find reasons and opportunities to recognize the people around you and see what it does for you. You know how when you say thank you and you're just grateful for, you know, what's been given to you, more comes your way. Well, it's the same thing with giving. You know, if you're giving back and if you're giving that gratitude to other people, more will naturally come your way. So, Lindy, with that, I think I'll go ahead and end this call unless you have anything else to add.
No, I think that's perfect.
Awesome. Well, you guys, we hope you have an amazing Monday and an amazing week. And we will be back here next Monday at 10 a.m. for our weekly Motivation Monday live call. And until then, this call is officially over.
Thanks for listening. And be sure to visit us at lindydavis.com and thecarlywilson.com for more awesome ideas to help you live your best life.